Welcome.
Hi, I'm Neil.
Oh, so we're both gonna do it then. Alright, okay, that's fine.
Okay, go on.
The Incredible Strangers podcast, which we are now doing in a pub, because why the hell not?
I can think of reasons.
I cannot. I cannot think of any reasons why not.
Oh, that's good.
And tonight we are gonna be reviewing the strangest film ever.
Do we have to?
Side Effects.
There are so many of them.
There are so many side effects, and we've got to evaluate them all. But before that, we are going to go into a bit of what we've watched this week, and then possibly some film news if we can think of any. I can only think of Miley Cyrus at the moment, though, so I think we may just put that by the wayside for now.
I can't think of the song.
The Wrecking Ball one? Or the
other one?
The other one. We Can't Stop. You'd have to sing it.
We won.
You realise that we were going to plug your song. Band after this all happened. I don't think we can do that now.
We won. Better than Miley Cyrus.
Yes.
Right, so
we are going to start on this. So, Joe, because I've not introduced you before now, it's the Joe Jackson.
Hi.
What have you been watching this week?
Mostly Beyond.
Well, that counts for your job, that's not allowed. I was going to talk about your next, not your next, Where the Millers was the one I was going to talk about.
She does a strip.
Because, yeah, I had a very differing opinion to the one that you had on this. And I want you to say it in front of all one listener, which will be me. Exactly what you thought of We Are the Millers.
I don't see the harm.
You don't see the harm.
I thought it was fine.
Did you lol?
I turned up to the Odeon, and in my
brand
phone,
name, stunning. Yeah, we can say that.
Sorry, I turned up to the Beep Cinema, and in my phone I had the orange Beep Wednesdays beep code, and I got two tickets for the price of one. So I went to the place where the food is sold. I said to the man, "Nachos, please." And
oh, whoa, you had nachos in this?
Yeah.
Oh, that might
have
helped.
Does that skew all opinions?
Yeah, that, I think nachos makes the film like at least 30% better.
It's like 3D, it just changes the opinion of a film.
Yeah.
So I got some nachos.
You've got some nachos
and
with you.
I've got a large Coke.
Actually, that's the thing, whilst eating your nachos and watching Where the Millers, did at any point lava cheese just like go everywhere whilst you were laughing insanely
at the premise
of Jason Sudeikis trying to get drugs across the border?
Well, that is an important premise. But I had one of my few black V-neck t-shirts on. I was very conscious of the cheese, so I made sure everything edible went
I was so hoping that your whole experience of Where the Millers is just the nachos were great.
The nachos were fucking awesome. There was more than the nachos. I had what's that? What's the little bits of chocolate that are like? They've got like the biscuit bottom and then like the caramel, but the coating.
The munchies one.
Munchies. Yeah, munchies. I had a bag of munchies. I had a large.
Right.
A
so I'm beginning to think that your enjoyment of Where the Millers were food based and nothing else.
I enjoyed it.
Why?
Because. Those nachos are real.
I knew it. It was just the nachos.
I didn't mind the film at all. I thought.
Did you laugh at any points?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
Multiple times.
I like Ed Helms too much.
Really? Because I hated him in this.
No, I like Ed Helms. And I like him too much to not find him funny in things that he's not funny in. So even if he wasn't funny, like, I didn't like the bits where he was going, "Is that a dick move? I can't even tell anymore." Yeah. That didn't work for me. But the bits where they're sitting in the office and the orca whales in the background, and they're like, "You've got a whale?" So, yeah, it's an orca. I'm super rich. I like him.
Yeah.
And I just laughed at that.
That's fine. I don't think I can go into it because it's probably going to be spoilers and we're in, early territory at the moment, but the bit that you'll know because you've seen it, the fireworks bit, that made me laugh.
Made you laugh?
Yeah.
In a bad way?
No, in a good way. Like they're all joking fireworks. Fuck it, we'll go for fireworks. That bit made me laugh because it was very silly.
Stupid.
Yeah, it's very silly. But
I think
as I was saying to you. Uh-oh. The other day when we were talking about this is that it felt like someone was watching Breaking Bad and just kind of went,
I can make a film
out of this. I can make a comedy. That's what Jason Statham's in it. This it could be like a Saturday Night Live sketch, only an hour and a half.
How do we make it funny? Oh, we put Ed Helms in it. Oh, mm-hmm. How do we make people go see it? Oh, we put
Jennifer Aniston
in it. She's not been popular for a while. Make a strip. Oh, okay.
But
how do we make kids go see it? Oh, I didn't cross that bridge. No. I don't know.
It's about drugs, and I don't think that's the audience they're aiming at.
Mention weed in the trailer.
If anyone is going to go still see Where the Millers Live After a While, I would not see the film, but I'd go and see the end credits. I'd buy a ticket for another film, and just like Where the Millers is on, and there's 5 minutes to go. Go and watch that.
Or you could go and you could just wait for the Jennifer Aniston scene where she strips. And then just like...
No, because I hate that scene.
Just look at whoever you're with, like the girlfriend with you, and just go, I'm not very... You know, it's Jennifer Aniston, I don't mind. And you just get instant boyfriend points.
Oh!
Because you just go in, and it's like, oh, the woman goes, oh my God, woman stripping on scene. Man won't take his eyes off this. And she turns and looks, and you're just like, I'm not interested in the woman on the screen.
Very interesting. Yeah. Very, very interesting.
You instantly went. I went with a girlfriend.
I did not.
I went to Kick-Ass 2 with the girlfriend. I watched the cheerleader scene, and I turned my head and found a stir. So I've learned since. It's like, what? You didn't take your eyes off her then, Joe? It's like, I was watching the film. You were watching the cheerleader. The cheerleader was in the film. Tut tut tut, Joe. Tut tut.
See, I went alone.
I went to Where the Millers alone.
I still think I won boyfriend points with the entire room.
Yes,
everyone watching the film just turned around and looked at me, and I just went, "I'm not looking at naked Jennifer Aniston."
What's my hand in my pants for? There's something deep in my pocket. It's a spider bite. Ooh, itchy spider bite.
That bit was so annoying. It could have bit him anywhere, but no, for the joke to last, it had to bite him on the dick.
Yeah.
Or the balls, technically, but...
I raise you one Casino Royale. Slightly different, same area.
Yeah.
Balls are funny?
Balls are funny. Because we're going to get into this, I'm going to have to cut it all out because it's fucking spoilers.
Mm-hmm.
Say
spoilers alert.
I've already done this. I've done this multiple times. I'm going to do it again.
More spoilers alert. More spoilers. If you haven't seen this film, you want to, you're an idiot.
Yeah, there's no... Yeah.
I mean, don't keep listening.
Yeah, there's not going to be that much of a point. But the Ned Flanders bit, that really annoys me.
Give me the Ned Flanders bit.
The way he's... Hitler, what am I going to do about all of these things? And like an RV pulls up, and the guy looks exactly like Ned Flanders for that joke.
Yeah.
That's the only reason he looks exactly like Ned Flanders, for that joke. And that annoys me.
You're thinking...
I don't think too much, because I thought, he looks a bit like Ned Flanders, and then they made that joke. And I go, oh, well, I thought that.
No, you're thinking too deep into this.
Am I?
Yes, you are, yeah. Because you're expecting it to be
okay, did you care by the end?
No, but I thought it was nice.
No, you can't think it's nice because it's already been so horrible.
Like, no,
the point?
If it had ended, if it had ended in a bloodbath, which it didn't, I wouldn't have cared anymore.
The only reason they started to care about the characters is because one of them got poisoned and one of them was going out with apparently a douchebag. I guess.
No, I didn't
I went American on everyone there. A douchebag.
That's because he had no regrets.
Yeah.
But I didn't care about either of them. I cared about not Jason Statham.
Jason. I was going to say Jason Segel. It's not even Jason Segel. Yeah.
The other one?
Jason Sudeikis.
Jason Segel, yeah. I liked the bit when they were in the caravan and they clearly don't like each other and they're like mum and dadding the girl. I didn't care about the girl, I didn't care about the kid, but I did like the chemistry between those two. That's what.
Well, is that because they did Horrible Bosses together? Because that's what I thought this film was going to be. I thought this was going to be like Horrible Bosses in that sense, and it wasn't.
Do you know who directed it?
It wasn't the people that did Horrible Bosses.
Oh, okay.
I researched this. It wasn't the people that did Horrible Bosses, and I was very upset that it wasn't as smart as Horrible Bosses, and it probably is my fault. And
Maybe.
I don't know, because I went to see. This is a completely different point, but I went to the campaign early last year.
I have not seen that.
And I saw that and I thought, this is a really terrible film. I didn't laugh once.
Yeah.
And then it came out on Sky or something like that, 7 months later. And I watched it again and I was laughing hysterically at it. So I don't know whether it's that type of film that I'm just not getting the joke of straight away.
There was the film that changed my opinion of shitty crap films. And it
is it Grown Ups 2?
No, sadly. it was Ted.
Okay.
Because I don't think Ted was particularly funny. I do think it was entirely predictable.
It's a Seth MacFarlane.
Yeah, I think it was bland, and it was Mark Wahlberg gets high with a teddy bear, that's funny. Mila Kunis is attractive, that's also quite funny.
I liked it because the guy from Community was in it.
Which one's that one?
Joe McHale, and that's the bad guy. He's the one that tries to have the sexy times with Mila Kunis.
Good.
Yes. Because he's quite a good actor. He's quite a good comedy actor.
I remembered where I was, don't worry.
Go on, you continue.
I sat by a lad I'd known for ages in Ted. We went to
I remember the story.
We went to the light cinema. It's a little rubbishy RC cinema. I sat there and the first thing came along and it was the narration by Patrick Stewart, and it wasn't very funny, to be fair.
Really? I liked that bit.
Yeah, no, I liked it, but it wasn't.
Well, actually, no, there's three things I like in that film.
Yeah.
It's the Patrick Stewart intro / outro.
Yeah.
The Joel McHale bit.
Right.
And the Patrick Warburton bit.
I love Patrick
Warburton. I love Patrick Warburton in it, because he's in it for 2 minutes and he makes that film amazing, for me.
Yeah, but it, the jokes came out. And, like, the theatre was packed, and there's, like, a little ripple of laughter in areas, but the lad right next to me loved it.
Mm-hmm.
He was with his mate, and the both of them just found it hilarious, and that allowed me to just laugh my arse off at every point. So they laughed, and I laughed, and at that point I learned, oh, that's awesome. I can laugh whenever I want in a theatre full of people. They don't give a shit.
Mm-hmm.
So in Meet the Fockers, Millers, I don't care.
Spartans.
Yeah, Meet the Spartans. In Meet the Spartans, I could just laugh at this. Like, Jennifer Aniston, spoilers, throws a pot baby into the road.
Oh, I hated that so much.
And it gets ran over by a truck. And I just laugh.
That was the worst.
Everyone else in the theatre is doing what you're doing right
that's
now.
That's so horrible.
And just staring at the screen. And I don't care. I love child cruelty. I'm just laughing.
Let's face it, with the Millers just makes you a horrible person.
Yeah, basically, yeah. You either find it funny because society sucks, or you find it horrible because you still believe in the
society. I like the kid.
Jimmy Kenny.
Kenny, yeah.
Bonkers.
He was good. Yeah. Only because he's British and he was really terrible in that thing that I saw him in.
The kid thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The school comedy shit. That, yeah, that was terrible.
Yeah, no, he was good and I liked that they made a joke out of his eyebrows. If there's ever a physical feature of someone that isn't a deformity and they're okay to make jokes
it's
about
eyebrows.
It. Like eyebrows, that's fine.
No, because I remember them doing that in Dodgeball, and I know the lady has so much makeup on and so much stuff to be done, but they make the one eyebrow joke just because she's Eastern European.
Yeah, they can do that.
I don't care about that shit.
No, with Kenny, he's got mad eyebrows. I don't know the actor's name.
No, neither do I.
But in whatever he's ever in, ever, he's going to have those mental eyebrows. They weren't put on. He's got mad eyebrows.
No, but he does this surprise face all the time, and it's really quite good.
That's his eyebrows.
No, but he's got... Because you can see him looking surprised.
Nope, that's his eyebrows.
That's his eyebrows.
Even on the serious scenes, he looks so shocked that someone's found him in the serious scene.
That's because he's got giant balls.
It might be because he's got giant spine.
Yeah, it's just it wasn't a prop or anything. That was just he just got giant balls one day and he just decided to roll.
Yeah,
with
they went to film and he was limping.
Yeah,
and they were like, "What's up?" Well, I slept
with... Do you remember that scene though? He's going to be more than limping there.
Yeah. I slept with Jennifer Aniston last night, and she's like, guilty. And this happened.
Oh, that's such a creepy scene. Oh, spoilers again.
You didn't find that funny?
The creepiest scene where they start making out with it.
Yeah, I found it funny. Yeah.
That's such a long scene.
Yeah.
It lasts about 3 minutes longer than it should
No, isn't it just too long?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Because you know the girlfriend's going to, or whatever it is, the girl's going to come in and see them all. But it lasts far too long.
It lasts so long that Jason Statham gets a packet of crisps out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the joke they've got to make. They thought, bro, well, we've made this scene
made
so
this
long.
Too long.
We've made
now.
This kid's life, pretty much.
Do we shorten the scene? No, add crisps. Yeah, add crisps.
And that's what I hated, because the film flows a lot without... Jason Statham.
Yes.
Sorry, Jason Sudeikis. I'm not gonna keep saying. Because the one bit where she's stripping.
Oh, that one bit. Do you mean the two bits or the three bits?
She still has the one bit. She's still proportionately fine.
Which do you call the one bit?
The one in the garage.
Okay, yeah. The one.
Where the... Well, the
you'll strip know, scene.
You'll know what I mean in a second when I said the fourth wall break.
Yes, yeah.
That's the worst thing ever. There is no reason for that. It's only when you look back at the end credits...
Yes.
...and you see the end credits and you go, oh, well, he's just done this, and they put it in the film. Because Jason Sudeikis hasn't been on the screen for a minute and a half, and they've got to put him in. And it's...
That bit, and spoilers, shout, whatever.
I think we're deep into spoilers now. I mean, an inaugural podcast, everyone, guys, be cool to us.
That bit was weird. He looks at the screen and does a little eyebrow thing. But at the end credits, they do the thing where they've thrown the kid into the street and it's been run over, and they're all like, oh my god, you tricked us so much. And the other two go like, oh, you're such good actors, like, you two should get an Oscar for that performance, blah, blah, blah. And then Aniston and Steven Seagal, they turn towards the camera and they go, oh, and they do the little raised eyebrow. The reason that one in the strip scene stayed in is because...
Jason Sudeikis needed something to do.
I think it's just because whoever was editing it or the director just found that bit funny. They just found that bit funny and they went, we can't put both in. Which do you find?
But it doesn't make sense.
So they asked a few people and they went, oh, I like the pot scene. Oh, I like the strip scene. Oh, I like the strip scene too. Editor, these two people like the strip scene. They would put the strip scene.
Yeah, yeah. It's because nobody notices them. Because it's not funny. It's not
I
even
laughed at it. I'll give it that. During the strip scene, when he turned to the camera and raised his eyebrows, I laughed at that. I don't know whether I was supposed to. I don't know whether that was intentional. I don't know if I only laughed at it because I knew that, oh my god, that should not.
I kind of laughed at it a bit and said, stop that. That's your mother. It's like, oh, well, that was in the trailer. That's the bit I laughed at to start with. That was quite funny and gross. But the fourth wall thing was just like, well,
that crossed the line. What was for the you.
Yeah, you're gonna put something in like that. Make it work. Yeah, don't have it as a frame. Have it as someone raising their eyebrows. Have it as an actual thing.
Yeah.
You're gonna break the fourth wall. Do something with it. Don't just have an off key reaction to it. Because I'm not sure what other comedies, if any other comedies done that. The one that I can remember is Monty Python.
I reckon the sort of comedies that do that are the likes of, I don't even know if it's in it, but Liar Liar. Like, comedies that are simply based around
Jim Carrey's facial expressions.
Yeah, yeah. This guy's a funny actor. He does funny things. We've got a loose script. Let's film these scenes.
And that's kind of why it feels like a Saturday Night Live sketch.
We'll do 20 takes, and the funniest one we'll put in the movie.
Yeah.
It's like, look, it's that goose! You know, in the outtakes.
It's like everything other than Jason Sudeikis doing impressions, it feels like a Saturday Night Live sketch where you can look at the audience and they'll laugh.
Yeah.
And it didn't.
So we should probably find out who the director is, and he's done a lot.
I would, but my phone's being used for recording purposes. So then you've got to look for that. You've also got to make it natural.
Natural segue.
Because we can't just stop talking halfway through.
You can talk about some stuff then.
Well, we're going to move on to side effects. And all of the side effects, because I do have my notes on.
I've had side effects since I watched that movie.
Have you?
Yeah.
Well, how many of them are Jude Law related? You just keep seeing them in your dreams, or
they're all Jude Law related, and they're all bleeding from the anus.
Oh,
I can't help that one.
No.
Yeah, it's all right. I'm looking at Saturday Night Live.
So is it?
I'm down to 1975. Will be.
Why can't you just like?
Because ordinary people.
Why can't you just search where the Millers? Jesus Christ! It just came out like a month ago.
You came out a month ago.
I did not. I was waiting till Christmas.
Well, I'm not buying you a present. I type in Weir, and Weir the Millers comes up first.
It's the first, yeah, because the only film that puts apostrophes and things.
Damn it! That's fine. I'll copy that. Go on, keep going now.
No, I think the conversation's got to keep going until we can find out who the director is.
7.2 out of 10 for Weir the Millers.
Yeah, but what's the Metacritic?
44%.
Yeah, there you go. It's not a funny film.
No, thank
you. I don't think it's a funny film.
I think it entirely depends on the mindset you're in when you go and see it. That's mine.
Possibly.
If you go and see it.
But I can further point out that a good comedy, no matter what mood you're in, is a good comedy.
But if you go, oh, I dropped my phone.
Yeah.
If you go out to critique Weir the Millers.
I wasn't going out to critique it. I really, really wasn't.
Yeah.
I was I was the one that forced you to see it. Because I was the one that said, the trailer looks really good.
Yeah.
I hope it's not all the funny stuff in the trailer.
Yeah.
And it was all the funny stuff in the trailer. And I found like two other jokes in it.
Do you know Bob Fischer?
I don't know who Bob Fischer is.
That's a familiar name. I'm going to Google it. Anyway, carry on.
Is this because his name is Bob Fischer?
It might be because his name is Bob Fischer. No, with a name called Bob.
Wasn't the guy in the Home Improvement called Bob Fischer?
Wedding Crashers.
Oh God.
Same writer.
Oh God. Why wasn't Christopher Walken in this film?
Maybe he was. Maybe he's the woman.
Maybe he's Louis Guzman.
Steve Farber, that's the screenplay.
Yeah.
Do you know him?
No.
Steve Farber, Wedding Crashers.
They did Red.
Married
okay.
with Children. God, that's going back a bit. Let's get the director then, shall
we? What was, as in the, oh, fuck.
As in the sitcom,
the guy that's in Ed O'Neill.
Yeah,
Ed O'Neill, yeah.
The director was Rawson Marshall Thurber.
Oh, come on, you can't get direction in this film. It doesn't really matter.
You'll know him better as Dodgeball.
Okay. Great.
Yeah, that's why that happened.
because dodgeball's known for its direction. And not Fat Ben Stiller.
Not Fat Ben Stiller. It's not known for Fat Ben Stiller.
Right, I think it is.
No, go on then.
Now time. For us to move on.
Must we move on?
To side effects. And we'll stay spoiler free for a while just in case anyone has not seen it.
If you haven't seen it, don't go and see it.
your review straight away. Right, we're going to stay spoiler free for a while.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to be that difficult though.
I don't know what the fuck happened in that film.
Yeah, it's a Steven Soderbergh film. Which should say... Actually, it doesn't really say anything about it.
Steven Soderbergh, from such films as...
As Contagion, as Oceans 11, 12 and 13.
Yeah, Contagion.
That's what I thought it was going into it. I thought it was Contagion Part 2.
I thought it was Contagion Part 2.
And because the poster looks identical.
The poster looks
the same. If you put Lawrence Fishburne's face on that,
yeah,
then it is exactly the same. Exactly the same thing.
He's cast incredibly, like in Contagion, he just cast indifferent actresses. Like who was the woman in the first bit of that one? The one was she married to Matt Damon? And she was the first.
Oh, Gwyneth Paltrow.
Gwyneth Paltrow. There we go.
The one you keep thinking is Cameron Diaz.
That's it. Yeah, and I've got no idea who that woman is.
The three women in that is Gwyneth Paltrow, Scarlett Johansson, and Marion Cotillard.
Right, and which of them gave you a memorable performance?
Spoilers for Contagion. Marion Cotillard did because I don't like her. No, I don't like her.
You remember that because you don't like her?
Yeah, because she has the most useless thing ever. Like, she gets kidnapped by this tribe or these people, whatever it is.
I genuinely try and remember who she is in that film.
She's Ra's al Ghul.
No, I know who Marion Cotillard is, but I don't remember her in the film.
Oh, spoilers for Dark Knight Rises, oh shit. Shit. Who's not seen that film?
Who cares?
She gives, like, the things back, and then she comes back, and it's really... It's, like, so pointless.
Does she get raped by a black guy?
No.
That's a different film.
She might do.
That's Black Pork Down.
If she did, I didn't notice. I mean... I thought I'd know, because I remember that Edward Norton scene really well. Not in Contagion.
Oh, you caught my train of thought
there. But Rooney Mara makes a really good performance. She's the standout performance of
in
it.
In that film, because
I've not seen Girl with the Dragon Tattoo.
Rooney Mara.
Yeah, I've not seen that one.
Yeah.
I've not seen either of them, actually. But, I've not seen that, and is she good in that?
She's good at getting raped.
Well...
No, she is. She is good in Girl with a Dragon Tattoo, and she is also good in the other films that she has been in.
How to Train Your Dragon.
Has she been in How to Train Your Dragon? Possibly.
If she was, she's... being typecasted as a dragon
as
lady.
As a dragon lady, yeah. She's fine. She is a good actress in... When I watched How to Train Your Dragon Tattoo, I went into the cinema with a box of fried chicken because I turned up...
Right, so all of your stories with this are going to contain...
Yeah.
Stories of how you went to the cinema.
Mostly.
How the hell do you remember going to the cinema?
Because of the food I eat in the... I turned up to the cinema at 10:30, and I was like, is...
The girl, morning and the evening.
Yeah, is Girl with a Train Your Dragon on? And they said, oh, we weren't going to put it on. And they sort of looked at me, and I brought a woman. And, like, maybe they just felt sorry for
you
me.
You see, all of these are just, like, seemingly bragging... I've brought my girlfriend with me.
Same woman.
I've brought my girlfriend with me to the cinema.
This is the lady, and
I
brought her with me.
I have a girlfriend. Yeah. It feels a lot like
hey,
you're
phone.
In
there. Yeah. Hey, phone. I've got a woman. Yeah. And we turned up, and it was 10:30, and they weren't going to show it. So then they showed the film. But
to the two of you?
Yes. And... we decided we were hungry for chicken earlier, so we'd already bought a box of chicken, thank you KFC.
Thank you, Bleep.
Yeah, and all. Yeah, thank you, Bleep. And so we just had, and this guy was down at the front of the cinema while we were eating chicken in the middle on the premier seats that we didn't pay for. And like you could see, sort of, it was all ticking over in his head. Like, do I talk to them? They're eating chicken, which they're not allowed to do in a cinema, in premier seats, which they paid for.
Didn't they?
No, that's the, which we didn't. Yeah, we paid for regular ones. That's the. And it, like, he just walked away. And he was like, I don't give a shit. Yeah, I don't give a shit, because who gives a shit?
Let's hope that the manager of that Odeon isn't listening to this now.
It's okay.
And knowing who viewed that How to Train Your Dragon Tattoo.
How to Train My Dragon Tattoo.
Isn't going to get sacked from that, because that's quite indemnity.
It's okay, it wasn't an Odeon. And that is all the information you'll get.
Spoilers. <no. laughs> Right, so anyway, back to side effects.
Rooney Mara was good in that film.
That was what we were talking about. Yeah. Rooney Mara was good in that film. Channing Tatum doesn't do anything at all.
Mike.
Yeah, he does magic Mike.
He's good at saving the White House.
Down.
Oh, wait, no. That's Gerard Butler.
That's a different podcast. We should get onto that, I think. I think we are going to have to do that at some point.
I'd have to watch both films.
We've talked about Weather Mill. There's a lot of that we've talked about side effects so far.
Yeah, we've not spoken a lot about side effects.
Not a lot about
side effects. What happened in side effects, Neil?
Side effects is about, to start with, anyway, is about a girl who is quite psychologically damaged and is receiving treatment from Jude Law, and it kind of goes off the rails from there. It's very difficult because it's difficult to pinpoint a plot for side effects, really, because it's, I mean, I had no idea what the plot was going into it.
No, mine was Contagion, but it wasn't
Contagion. Yeah, but it was nowhere near Contagion, and I don't know, it was always the same
I thought
it go in a way it did, and it went a completely different route, and I think it suffered because of that.
Well, I think I had a point and it's gone.
I always thought that it was going to be about this girl suffering from the side effects of drugs or something like that. And it really doesn't.
Yeah, no, that was my point. Yeah, it had a really convoluted plot. Like, the plot to this, it is just, it's hard to follow. It's ridiculously difficult to understand. But nothing happens in the film.
No.
Like the whole film takes place, it could, like, if someone said this whole film takes place over 1 month's time, I would just go, okay,
I'm not too sure it doesn't.
I think it takes, it maybe takes a little bit longer than that, maybe a few months, because things happen and develop and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But nothing, that the plot of the film is just so ridiculous that I don't know what happened. This thing happens, that leads to that, that crosses over, this happens, blah, blah, blah. But nothing actually happens.
No.
If you like, it's such a self-contained film that if at one point they introduced character number 6, and it was Robert Downey Jr. and he's on his way to the bank, then
I'd only hope that he pulled out his Iron Man suit.
Exactly. You just pay attention. What are you doing, Robert Downey Jr.? I'm singing with Sting. Why are you singing with Sting, Robert Downey Jr.? Because I fucking can. Check YouTube. Yeah, and that would be the entire film. It's just
that'd be all that film is remembered for, because It has fallen. I mean, we are doing this. I mean, it came out in January, I think, or something like that.
Really?
We are filming. Wow. We are reviewing it a lot later than it is.
Apologies.
Yeah, Menzo. I thought we'd start off on a further back trend than normal, because I don't think we can do many films at the moment. But stop.
They're all awful.
Yeah, and we've done this. And it's a really strange place to start, I think, because it's a film that didn't get much.
It got no publicity.
It got no publicity. It got no real reviews. I don't think. I think it was very average reviews. It didn't get. No one was praising it at all.
You know,
everyone that came into it kind of went, eh. And
what's strange about it is that the reviews undersold it. It was a good film. If you'd gone out to see it and it had been given really good reviews, then you'd have been happy with what you'd seen. The problem is, it's just so complicated.
Really?
Yeah, I think it's a good film.
I think it's
a film that if you watch two or three times and you start to get your head around exactly what everything means. Because I do think it's not one of those films that has a scene in that's pointless. Every single scene has a point.
Well, there's a lot of that in a lot of Steven Spielberg. That's why he's seen as a really good director. There's always a scene that matters, I guess.
Everything. The reason it's called Side Effects, and every single thing that happens has a repercussion. I like that. I think that's the whole point of the film. Like, he's trying to save.
I guess in that way, it is like Contagion.
Yeah, Rooney Mara has a problem. She takes some pills. Something happens, and then all of a sudden, the ripples start happening. Jude Law is also affected for prescribing the pills that he only prescribed for this reason, and we start to see that develop and blah blah
which
blah.
Which we'll get on to.
And then it gets onto his personal life, and that's all affected, and then the wife's all affected. The little stepson that we all drink whenever we remember exists, he starts to get affected because Jude Law forgets to pick him up from school, and that's like an advert. I've seen adverts where dad forgets to pick kids up and they get home from school and like, "You forgot to pick me up, Dad." It's like, "Oh, I'll buy a Domino's and then we'll be fine." Product placement.
Okay, but before we do get into spoilers, because I think that is needed at the moment, would you or would you not recommend this film?
Who to?
anyone.
If you've got the time to sit down, if you don't fucking do anything, and you're like, "Oh, I want to focus over a film for a while," watch Side Effects, because if you've got the right mentality for it, it'll really make you think. But if you're like, "Oh, I'm sitting around in the house, oh, I don't really..."
It's not a film you put in the background.
Yeah, if I've got something to do for an hour and a half.
It is not a White House down.
No, it is not White House
down,
no.
I would agree with that. Yeah. I think I would say that it's a good film to see.
Yeah.
Like, if you're going to go watch a film, because I don't think a lot of things have been done about situations like this.
No.
I don't think it's been done right, but I don't think it's a bad way of doing it.
Do you recommend it? If you recommend it, I won't. If you don't, I will. That's where it sits. It should sit exactly on the line. So
I would recommend it.
I won't then. There we go.
Okay. And let's go straight into spoilers for Side Effects.
Oh, God.
So, Channing Tatum dies.
Channing Tatum dies badly.
Gone.
To be fair to Channing Tatum,
we didn't see his face in any of it, so...
Yeah. In terms of the performances of the movie, I don't have a problem with Channing Tatum.
No, well, it was very, very strange, because he's one of the top bills.
Mm.
And I did not expect him to die in the first 45 minutes. That's one of the things I was going, "Oh!
Yeah.
Oh, so which way is this film going to go now?" And it really, really disappointed me
in the way it went. It starts off with a sort of like, here's a blood-stained carpet, here's some footprints, blah, blah, blah. And then it goes to like 1 month earlier. And you expect that to be how the film ends,
That first month, if that was the film, I would have been more than happy.
Yeah.
I think that's a better film. If they padded that out with stuff of just Jude Law's in it a bit.
Yeah.
And it's Channing Tatum and Rooney Mara just
trying
going back
to piece
and
their lives
trying
back
to,
together.
And that's a much better film than the film we get, which is after Channing Tatum dies, it becomes kind of the Jude Law show. It becomes...
doesn't even become the Jude Law show. Parts of it, it becomes the Catherine Zeta-Jones show.
And she just glares at everything, and she can't glare properly.
No one's ever bought a ticket to that show.
No.
So.
And it becomes a crime drama.
I guess. I didn't like that Jude Law kept investigating shit and he was a psychiatrist.
I didn't like the fact that he kept investigating shit and he kept just finding stuff out on the whim. Yeah. Just like, if any detective had done this, they would have got everything. They would have got the entire situation, but they didn't. For no reason.
Like, he wasn't really paying attention while he was investigating, and he discovered.
And he
the
just,
whoa,
yeah. Oh! Yeah. And it just fell off, he just started stumbled onto
the,
everything.
The detective's there going, like, well, we arrested the girl, so it must be the girl. So it's like, shut up, detective. No one believes that's how that happened. It did have a bit of an old fashioned thing towards it. It had a bit of an.
It became a little bit Ocean's 11.
Do you reckon?
A tiny bit. Like, by the end, where there's... like, everyone's starting to... everything starts to piece together, and it just feels like they should put that music on where they flash back, where everything's happening. Mm. It feels like a normal crime paper, but it shouldn't...
I don't know about the whole...
It confused you. I saw that on your face as we were doing the audio commentary.
I don't understand what was going on. Mostly because nothing happened for so long.
Really? Because I thought, like, that. Because you get the first half of the film, and you've got your twist where Channing Tatum dies, and then it could go one of three ways. It can go the Rooney Mara deals with her shit way. It can go the Jude Law fights for her life kind of way. Or it can go the Jude Law fights for his own life kind of way. And it just feels like it took the wrong turn. It focused on the wrong character.
It lost me. Yeah. Like, to be fair, it just... she kills Channing Tatum, and then the police turn up, and then they start to question Jude Law, and Jude Law starts to investigate the whole crime,
which no one else does. It always annoys me that... I'm going to go back to a previous point, and you may go back to this. Jude Law's a really... bad psychiatrist. Like,
he gets sacked from his place of work.
No, before that, Rooney Mara crashes into a wall at full speed without braking, and he just lets her go.
Yeah.
Like, just go, oh, I've got a family to deal with. Oh, well, you must be fine.
Again. Yeah.
Yeah, and then some woman at work mentions a drug, and Oblixor. Oblixor is. Oblixor is the drug, and he decides, oh yeah, you should just go on that, it's fine.
That's fine.
And then all this shit goes down, so it's entirely his fault that all of this shit is happening. So we have no moral connection to him at all. There's no reason for us to feel sorry that Jude Law's in this predicament. There's no reason for us to root for him, to get his family back, to get his life back. There's no point to it.
His family.
It's his wife. It's his stepson. Drink. Oh.
No,
I remembered it this time. It's fine.
I don't know.
It just there's no point. There's no character in it that I wanted to follow. There's no character in it that I wanted to be supportive of. Like, with Rooney Mara's character in the first 45 minutes, even after she stabs Channing Tatum so many times, I mean, I was rooting for her exceptionally hard after that, but, like, even after she's done such a horrible thing, I was still rooting for that character, and then they turned it into a lesbian lover of Catherine Zeta-Jones, and then it's like, well, why have you done that?
That whole thing was about... the acting itself is good.
Yeah, that's fine.
And the bit where...
Is it just the stories?
Well, it's the bit where they do the flashback of when she's calling the cops after she's killed Channing Tatum.
That's a really good scene.
It's a really good scene with Rooney Mara doing I'm sad my husband's dead, yeah, and then giving the call that my husband is.
That's a really good scene.
Really good scene, yeah. But it's just crap.
It doesn't.
It's just. Maybe it's because of the amount of beers in I Am.
No. The only reason that I paid attention to that scene is because she does it really well. Mm. I didn't feel anything with the character. I didn't feel like. Because it just doesn't make sense.
It was. That the reason that scene stood out was because it was surprisingly well done.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Should have. They all.
The rest of it is really mundane.
Yeah. It's like, oh, brace yourself, this is emotional now.
Yeah.
And it was a fantastic
show. She does that well. Everything else is really quite bad.
The entire hour and a half was for 2 minutes on Rooney Mara's showreel.
The first half.
6 minutes, because she gets to do the lesbian thing.
Oh, yeah.
Lucky her.
But that's really quite creepily done. Like, it's, I don't know whether it's supposed to be sexy with Cassidy Jones taking the glasses off, but she keeps the same facial expression throughout, and she's always got that weird glare that just doesn't sit well.
Yeah.
And then everyone betrays everyone, because why not?
Because that's what happens in America.
Yeah, everyone just backstabs everyone, and I don't know whether it's supposed to be some sort of metaphor.
Maybe it's the side effect of society now. Maybe you need to think a bit more.
But if it is, then why such a roundabout way to get to it?
Because of all the side effects.
Why waste my time for 92 minutes before that happens?
Side effects. side effects. Side effects.
There's a lot of side effects. Another thing I got from this, which is a very, very small point which I wrote down, was Steven Soderbergh likes people being released from prison, because in like two of the Ocean's films, George Clooney gets released from prison, and Channing Tatum gets released from prison in this one. And he's got a thing with that.
No, I think it's more about he likes people getting released from prisons in suits.
Yeah.
If they don't wear suits, they don't get out of his prisons.
No.
But the suit's got to mean something. Like, in Channing Tatum's case, it's a reminder of what happened when he was arrested. It's the same suit, you pointed that out.
Yeah.
It's the same suit he was arrested in, which he gets let out. In George Clooney in Ocean's 11, it's a sort of, I'm a suave, smarmy guy.
He's got kind of a beard in that as well.
How does
Channing Tatum keep himself so clean, shaven?
Oh, cause Magic Mike.
Oh, okay. That's just such a weird bit, though. That for half of Channing Tatum's scenes, you can't see his face.
Mm.
I think I only saw his face 3 times.
I don't think it was him. I think they reshot
him. Like they had 3 shots of Channing Tatum. Or was Rudy Mara that little?
I genuinely think they reshot scenes and couldn't afford Channing Tatum.
Well, he did Magic Mike after that.
Did he?
No, he wasn't before that.
Maybe it was during.
But I mean, Magic Mike made so much money. That's like the highest grossing Steven Soderbergh film ever.
That's just the sentence that no one needs to hear.
No one really does. Have we finished with the kind of off the rails crime thriller that is Side Effects?
I would recommend someone go see Side Effects, but only because someone should.
Someone has to.
Yeah.
And we already have. Okay.
Someone needs to feel this pain.
Yeah, I think that's...
The story is fine.
Is it?
The story's solid. Is it? Actually, yeah. The actual plot of it, if you can follow it, it's fine. But if you watch the film...
Yeah, but it shouldn't. I don't think.
No, no, if you watch the film, it's a load of bollocks.
Yeah, no, 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 but, like, the film, I'm sure I've said this before, it doesn't go in any way the way it should.
Mm-mm. No, probably not.
Because it's such a, like I said, it's such a much better film if you focus on Rooney Mara and Channing Tatum. It's such a better film if you do that. Or it's such a better film if you focus on the relationship between Jude Law and Rooney Mara.
Watch the first half, people.
Yeah.
Watch the first half.
So, before we have finished, I've put out some Twitters right here.
Sugar butties.
Yeah, so we've got a fair few Twitters to throw out there. We've got at IncrediStranger.
Ooh.
Yeah, right, yeah. That's a proper thing now.
Wow.
And I promise if people like follow it, I think that's what you do on Twitter.
Well, you click the bird picture.
Yep, you click the bird picture. I promise if you do that, then we'll start to use it, because it's kind of being neglected at the moment. Neil Glected, as I like to say. Ha ha ha. Ha puns.
Why not Joel Glected?
Oh, because that doesn't work.
Neil Glected. Oh, I see what he did there.
Yeah. Because I didn't introduce myself in the start there.
Hey, Neil.
Yep.
I just got what you did.
Cool.
So
that's fine. Anyway, we've got you at what... Can you remember your Twitter name?
It's just Joe Jackson 111.
111 is the main point there.
Yeah, that's what.
Because there's already 110 Joe Jacksons out there.
But I'm lucky enough to be the 111th.
Exactly. Yeah. Whereas I am at Neil Harp. That's much better. And,
you were the first Neil Harp to shorten their name.
I am indeed. And I'm also doing a tweet a follower.
Ooh.
I'm kind of at the moment. I think I'm on 25 to 25, so yeah, bump that up for me. I'm also doing a horror movie month because I've got so much time on my hands. A horror film that I've never seen a day.
Yeah.
And that will be done from October 1st to October 31st.
Yeah. Well,
Joe, are you doing anything in the next month?
I bought a multi-pack of discos. I'm probably just going to eat all of them. There's salt and vinegar flavour, there's cheese and onion flavour, and there's bacon flavour.
I think bacon's the top. And I think you have a band, do you not?
I always have a band.
You always have a band, and their Twitter name is... Do you have a Twitter, actually?
I'm honestly not sure.
You really?
I think we figured out the password last week, but I don't know the username.
I'll leave that to next.
Yeah, best had to do.
Yeah, unless you've got anything else to sign off on before the next one we do.
Yeah, no.
No more discos.
Oh, loads more discos.
Loads more discos.
But nothing relevant.
Oh, okay. Well, you keep...
Only like school discos.
You keep on dealing with those. You keep on dealing with those side effects.
I can't handle it.
And, yeah, we'll see you next time. We'll probably do Trent's, I think, next time.
Don't lie. I don't know what's coming out.
We've got Prisoners coming out. And that's about it.
That's the most likely. Is there anything good coming out?
I can't think of anything at the moment.
Prisoners. That's the most likely.
Prisoners could be the next one. So,
let's find
out. Let's do that. Cool. Goodbye.